We're beginning the third parak, Mishnah Aleph. Kol ha'psulim shachtu shchitasin ksheru. We learned in the beginning of the second parak that there are certain people that are not allowed to perform the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. However, those individuals, including a non-kohen, if they would shecht the carbon, which of course is the first of the four steps of the avoda, then that shechita is kosher, and thereafter the kohen could accept the blood in a vessel and continue going to the mizbeach to sprinkle it. And he says, shechita ksher bezarim, because when it comes to a non-kohen, the shechita is kosher. A person is allowed to shecht this carbon. And this is based on the pasuk. It says, v'shachat as ben habakar lefnei Hashem. It doesn't say who should shecht it. This is v'akriv b'nei Aharon. The second step of being makriv, or the third, of bringing this carbon, the dam, to the mizbeach, that's when it says b'nei Aharon, implying that the step before, that of shechita, can be done even by a non-kohen. In fact, this was something which was derived from Shmuel at a very young age, that he paskin in front of Eli, as the Gemara in the fifth chapter in Masechtas Brachos said, that shechita is ksher b'zarim. Not only with a non-kohen, but also with nashim, with women, v'avadim, with non-Jewish slaves, utmeim, someone who is impure, who, as the Rambam explains, accidentally went into the Azara and shechted, the shechita is still good. Now, feel b'kodshi kedoshim. Even if we're dealing with karbanos, which are on the higher status of kodshi kedoshim, such as the ol chatas, the ashan, the elevation offering, the sin or the guilt offering, all of these karbanos are kosher. Uvolvad shul yehet tameim noigin babasar. A person who is tameh has to make sure not to touch the meat. Lafichach therefore concludes the Mishnah, him poslin b'machshava. All the different things that we said before about pigul, a person has an improper thought at the time of the shechita that invalidates the sacrifice, that also will happen to any of these other people. If a non-kohen has an improper thought, thinking it's going to be eaten chutzl zmano, chutzl koma, at the time or place, then it's also invalid. V'kulon shekibul es adam chutzl zmano, chutzl koma, and if they would have continued in the avoda, which they shouldn't have, and brought the blood, which is not part, as they're allowed to do anymore, only a kohen can do, yimeish dam hanefesh, if there's any blood left, yachs HaKosher Yikabel, and we would ask a Kohen to continue with the rest of the Avoda, even though it should not have been done, the rest of it, with a non-Kohen. Nonetheless, as long as there's a little bit of dam left to be sprinkled by the Kohen, then the carbon, the rest of the Avoda, is kosher as well.